WEZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New York City police say a gunman who shot and killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson this morning outside a hotel in Midtown Manhattan is still at large. Authorities say the suspect was wearing a black sweatshirt with a hood and backpack and fled on a bike. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says it was not a random act of violence.
This does not appear to be a random act of violence. The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears a suspect was lying in wait for several minutes.
United Healthcare in a statement confirming Thompson's death and say they are shocked and saddened. Thompson was 50. In Pennsylvania, rescue operations continuing just outside Pittsburgh, where a grandmother is believed to have fallen into a sinkhole while looking for her cat yesterday. Crews just outside Pittsburgh trying to locate the woman below ground. More snow on the way in the Great Lakes, and some 20 states are on alert for snow or wind. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the implementation of a new program to manage the brook trout population in the state. According to a press release, Wisconsin's cold water streams are a perfect habitat for the fish, but warming temperatures could threaten them over the coming years. Through the Brook Trout Reserves Program, DNR officials are encouraging residents to enroll their property in the Stream Bank Easement Program, plant trees along the streams to keep them cool, and join their local conservation groups. A recent study found that Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller percentage of their wages on utility costs than most other states. The study, conducted by Eden Emerald Hot Water, found that Wisconsin ranked 13th in spending on utility bills, with about 12% of the average salary going towards things like gas, water, internet, and cable. It also found the total average utility cost for Wisconsin residents was about $6,700, compared to the average salary of $56,000. Minnesota was the only Midwest state to rank higher. A Bayfield man accused of drug possession and maintaining a drug trafficking place has been found incompetent to stand trial. According to court documents, 55-year-old Robert Charette Jr. was arrested earlier this year after law enforcement authorities allegedly discovered hundreds of oxycodone and hydrocodone pills in a camper he owned. An Ashland County Circuit Court judge found him incompetent to stand trial after a recent court appearance, but committed him with periodic visits with the expectation that he will be competent enough in the future. County officials from across the state are reminding residents to stay out of the way of snowplow drivers in honor of Snowplow Driver Appreciation Day on Monday. The honoring of those drivers lined up almost perfectly with the first significant snow across most of the state on Monday, giving plow drivers a chance to remind commuters to give them extra space, slow down, and pay attention as they work to make the roads safer for everybody. A number of highway officials have complained of drivers following plows too closely and getting in their way as they work. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Short turnaround, the Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is, and our guys just found the open man.
College Hoops, number 5th-ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan, 67-64, their first loss of the season. Head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard, and were able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today with crashing temperatures as a cold front sweeps through, bringing brutal wind chills. Plus, scattered snow showers this afternoon. Not to mention winds blowing and drifting snow, reducing visibility. Accumulations look to stay under an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Earl
Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the National DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, the president's pardon of his son, Hunter Biden, gives us all a lesson in the power of grace to help others struggling with addiction.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with producer Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Wednesday, December 4th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a little while. Coming up on the show today, are you a streamer? Are you a streamer or a cabler or a satellite or streaming? Making a lot of progress, a lot of media changing the way they do things because of streaming. Yes, I broke down and got Peacock a while back. I watched the Wisconsin Badgers take on their first loss of the season. Michigan came into the Kohl Center, beat them last night by a score of 67-64. Watched on the Peacock. Streaming.
I want to see you, Peacock.
Yes, exactly. No, we don't. Peacock. We don't. It turns out it was not that great a quality of, I mean, it was fine, but we're going to, why the Big Ten making more money off of streaming, but the quality of what the viewers get, in my opinion, is downgraded. Better off to listen to Matt LePay and Brian Butch on the Badger Radio Network right here across the Civic Media Radio Network. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But right now we are joined by the host of Up North News Radio, as we are every Wednesday. You can hear Up North News Radio 6 until 8 from Lake Wasota, our very own Pat Kreitlow. Patrick, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's just finally nice to be able to say happy birthday to Aaron Zommers.
Yes.
We had a birthday party for him Monday morning at 6:50.
And I missed it.
I heard that.
He was
invited. Oh, look at that.
No party favors.
My gosh, you brought party favors to the
thing. Party favors. Just birthday Pat says happy birthday, Mr. Zommers.
So, well, thank you, Pat. Sorry I missed it. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sure you were at a better party at the time, so it's okay. Not to worry.
But he's turned 26, looking no worse for the wear. Went to the Nitty Gritty for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Got one free beer because it was a Monday night.
Well, that's very nice, Pat. Yeah, we
26. Boy, that was
if only
that was 1990 for me. Oh boy, those were the days.
Right? Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. But well, very good. How are things up at beautiful Lake Wasota this morning? A little nip in the air.
Oh my goodness, the wind really picked up a few minutes ago. It is just howling up here on the tundra right now, and blowing the snow, and I am positive, I haven't been outside, but I'm quite certain it's blowing that very light snow to a degree that it's probably becoming rather slick out there. Mm-hmm. So I hope everybody is very careful. This isn't a major storm in most parts of the state, but it is definitely one of the nuisance ones that can get away from you if you're not prepared for it.
I'm not a meteorologist. I'm no weather guru. I'm certainly no Brittany Merlot, but I believe they're calling it a clipper. A clipper.
Yes.
Comes through quickly.
And fun, yeah, it's fun, but the funny thing is a lot of these clippers, they kind of come through. They can, okay, you're here. It's winter. Yeah. And this one's just like, I'm a clipper. Again, still not a major storm, but it's like, I'm going to get your attention.
Yeah, brutal.
Yeah, it's not so much a clipper. It's like a machete.
Well, be careful for all those folks driving north of Highway 29. I think it's going to kind of sweep a little bit south into parts of the Fox Valley and maybe even down this way, get a dusting of snow here or there. But be careful for those out there watching or listening up in the northern part of the state. Tony, watching on YouTube, says, speak for yourself, Pat. It's windy and blowing snow all over up here. Tony's in Ashland.
So. Well, Tony is in Ashland, so that would be expected up there, that the beautiful lake effect snow off the big lake.
Absolutely.
They call Gitchigumi.
Thank you so very much. That's fantastic. You have your guitar with you as well?
I know.
Patrick Lightfoot. I love it. I have some lighter things to get to here with you. By the way, our friend Trigvy, we were preempted today because he has other things going on. He'll be with us tomorrow, a rare Thursday appearance for Trigvy. So it's just Patrick. And what more do you want, really, in this segment of the show? Pat can do it all. A couple of lighter things, but I want to get to a couple of more serious notes. Pat, get your take on that. The big news today nationally, the CEO of United Healthcare's parent company, Brian Thompson, apparently was gunned down, according to reports, in front of the Hilton in downtown Manhattan, New York this morning. He was going to a conference there, and it appears, according to authorities and reports, there was someone in wait for him, and this was a targeted attack. He was shot, taken to a hospital, and pronounced dead there. And now United Healthcare Group are confirming this, that their CEO was killed. It's a multi-billion dollar company, and of course we have United Healthcare here in Wisconsin. But one of those weird things you just don't hear very often, and you wonder, I mean, clearly, he either really ticked somebody off in his personal or business life and was targeted for this, but certainly disturbing.
Disturbing, and one of those things that, again, you see on TV like all the time, like every Law & Order episode or something would feature a scenario exactly like this, but you don't see it in real life, not to this degree. And you know, obviously in our business, we work very hard either to not speculate or to make clear we are merely speculating. Right. But my mind went through the whole thing of patient unhappy with outcome, patient unhappy with billing, you know, gambling debts, marital issues, all those things. Right. And also, by the way, even though it looked the way that it looked, it could have been in some way, shape or form random. And this is where... again, I tip my cap for folks who want to go into law enforcement for reasons like these, to not just keep people safe, you know, on a day-to-day basis, but to do the detective work necessary to work on a crime like this. And I wish them all the best, because this is certainly something where if you don't find, you know, the person who did this, it just makes it that much easier down the road for somebody else to think they can get away with it.
Yeah. Latest reports are, according to New York City police, that the alleged gunman got away on a bicycle and went into Central Park and is still at large at this hour. I'm anticipating there were cameras there at the Hilton, so they kind of know, you know, like had the thing on camera, unfortunately. But, thank you for the law enforcement, not just out there, but everywhere, tracking this alleged gunman down. From the category of bad timing, I did not make this up. You know how you get these this time of year, open enrollment right now for healthcare?
Yes.
That sort of thing. And you know, people are always barraging you in your mailbox and on, you know, emails, and they're trying to get you to go over to their healthcare. At 9:57 this morning, a few moments or a half hour, 45 minutes, I guess, or maybe longer after this thing occurred out in New York, I get this on my phone. Hi, this is Brooke with United Healthcare. There are new private medical insurance plans based on health rather than income. May I send you a quick quote? And I couldn't resist. I texted back. I said, your CEO was just murdered. Perhaps not the best time. Yowzers.
And other people.
I did not get a reply to that. I've
seen other people making light of it, that maybe one person got one text too many, and they snapped. And it comes back to a reminder that text messaging, for all of its very many conveniences, has also been a bit of a bane when used as a marketing tool, whether by politicians, insurance companies, or anybody else.
Yes, absolutely. Another disturbing thing, Pat. And again, we'll get to lighter things in a moment.
I was going to say, where's this lighter stuff? You keep promising me murder, mayhem.
I just
next.
I had not heard this until you and I talk. I come on your show every Wednesday morning at around 10 minutes to 8.
Am I aware?
Last I heard.
Knock on the door next time.
Okay. All right. And, you know, we talked after we got off the air, but I did not know this. I kind of looked it up. There were a number, last 48 hours, a number of media layoffs / firings in Eau Claire, Wausau, and La Crosse area. And as someone who worked in that media market for a long time, I want you just to speak to this because it's another hit in Wisconsin for local media.
It's just so sad because these stations, and they're all part of what's now called the Allen Media Group, and I forget all of the entities that have owned it in the past, but it would be WXOW in La Crosse, WQOW in Eau Claire, WAOW in Wausau, so channels 19, 18, and 9, respectively. And, I mean, some long-time talent, some institutional memory is gone there, most notably for me personally, Keith Edwards, who anchored the news at Channel 18 in Eau Claire. But he was also my boss at Wax Radio many, many years ago. I've watched him train literally generations now of journalists in how to cover local news at a radio or a TV station, do it professionally, you know, still manage to have a good time at work. And I was, you know, even in the civic media chat room here with a couple of folks, Jimmy and Marissa, who have worked with Keith, and I texted with Keith yesterday, and it's just a shame for him and for the anchors and reporters and producers and sports people in these other markets. But it's what happens when you allow any given entity, any huge corporation, to own, as this one does, dozens and dozens of TV stations. They don't care one bit about local news gathering in rural Wisconsin. You know, it's just another line on a spreadsheet. And in some cases, you hope you're so small that you don't even get noticed, but sometimes you're small enough that you get these cuts. And you know, look, you cut 3-4 key people in a big city station, that's tough enough. 3-4 in a small station, that's really going to hurt news coverage there, and nobody is better for it.
Yeah. And one of the guys, you probably know which one, I can't remember the guy's name, had been at La Crosse or Eau Claire station for 30 years, an anchor for 30 years, and they didn't even give the guy a final show to say thank you or goodbye to his viewers. And especially in smaller markets, there's a lot of people who, for lack of a better term, like a Mr. Rogers phrase, they become your television friend. I'm sure you experienced this to some degree when you were an anchor. People relate to you and say, look, I look forward to tuning into you every day or night at such and such a time. And it becomes a companionship. And to take that away without giving the audience any sort of goodbye, I think is just the ultimate low class.
It is. Now, it's, you know, I'm not giving anybody any credit here. You understand why, you know, they get paranoid this way. Like, oh, if we let this person on the air, even though they were a professional presence for
30 years
or decades, they might say a bad word, you know, while they're on the air or something. And it's just kind of bush league. I was very fortunate. I set the terms of my departure. I was able to have a final program. I was able to have that goodbye. But so many other folks in media are not. They're just plucked off the air. And the listener, the viewer, has no idea what's going on, you know, behind the scenes at all. And again, it's very disrespectful to the audience. Those stations should at least have a general manager or somebody come on screen for a few seconds and say, things were tough. We're going to miss this person and that person. We thank them, but these are the things that have to be done. But you never see that kind of transparency and accountability, and that's a shame.
Yeah, it really is. And just emphasizes the importance of a place like Courier News Service, Up North News Radio, and us at Civic Media being in those markets, and our job becomes all that much more important to local folks.
So where's this lighter stuff?
It's going to be on. I'm hoping you can stick around for the next segment.
Well, now I have to. I got to see what you got coming
up. All right, we'll come back, lighten things up with Pat Kreitlow. Talk camels and cookies. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Chocolate on my fingers, icing on my lips, sugar diabetes and blubber on my hips. I keep the nightlight burning in the kitchen steam. Why I can go downstairs and cruise.
Like this.
Oreo cream sandwich.
Sing it.
Chocolate covered cream filled cookie blue.
Welcome back to the Todd Harbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour of 12 noon on Wednesday. Well done, Mr. Zommers. You know that Mr. Kreitlow is a big Stevie Ray Vaughan fan.
Indeed. And that was Oreo Cookie Blues, which he only played live, which is why, you know, not the greatest recording, but pretty thematic for today.
Thematic indeed. Well done, Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, 6 to 8 on Civic Media, joins us from beautiful Lake Wissota. It's National Cookie Day, Pat. I'm sure you know that because you guys do national days on your program every day. And
we do in our daily newsletter. Our newsletter is all about cookies today. Sign up for the newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com.
Upnorthnewswi.com. What's your favorite cookie, Pat?
Oh, just a classic chocolate chip. When I'm on my game, when I make, everybody kind of tweaks their chocolate chip cookie recipe. And when I get mine just right, I mean, it's so good. And, there's all those variables. What's the temperature, the humidity today, everything else. But, boy, there's nothing like making your own cookies and getting them just the way you want them.
Totally agree that homemade chocolate chip cookies are the best. I did not have time to do that this morning, so I walked up to a Wonder State Coffee on the square here, and I got the next best thing, chocolate chunk sea salt cookies this morning.
Oh, chocolate chunk sea salt.
Yeah. Mr. Zomber, I'm sorry I can't telegraphically or whatever telepathically send you one, but I sent one to Zomber's there. And
If I were down there, as I was last time I was in Madison, I made sure to hit Insomnia Cookies on State Street.
Oh, yes.
You know, just anything fresh and gooey like that is just that's the existence of God right there.
It really
is in freshly baked cookies.
Yeah.
I don't trust Insomnia Cookies because every time I've been there.
Okay. There goes that commercial.
Every time I've gone there, it's been late at night and the person working did not want to be there. And
I'm
like, I don't trust you to not cross-contaminate. And some of them have nuts. It's probably fine.
Not trusting the insomnia people to cross.
I don't trust a place whose business model is built on late night bar customers with the munchies.
Exactly.
I understand that. All right.
Let's go quickly to the phone line. Ted listening in Appleton. Ted, you have a quick question. Now, yesterday we did the show up at Green Bay. And for those that were not listening, I paid my parking meter via the app I was given, and it ran out towards the last 45 minutes of the show, and I tried to renew it, and my phone would not let me do it. So, Ted, what do you got for us?
Curious minds want to know,
Did you get a ticket?
Curious minds want to know. I can report, Ted, that no, I was not ticketed by Green Bay's finest, the parking police meter maid. She let me alone. Although I did try to renew it or re-up it several times, and it wouldn't let me do it. So I was loading my stuff out, and I was in technical violation. But no, nobody came along. So thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
I'm thinking you'll
get a ticket in the mail.
Now, ooh, let's not talk about that for goodness sake. Oh my gosh! All right, thank you, Ted.
But I know that Dr. Kristen Lyerly's partner Craig is an officer with the Green Bay Department. So I figure it goes one of two ways: either he made sure you didn't get the ticket, or that was him at the other end of the app just messing with you,
yes,
so that you couldn't get it done. Either way, I can just see him and Kristen just giggling.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
As they just
razzing me. And for the record, Green Bay is a lovely city, and I love everything about it. So I love visiting when we can. All right. I'm not sure we'll have time for all of this here before the end of break, but we got some viewer mail, Pat, just like Letterman. Actual letters from actual viewers. I have it in my hot little hands. I haven't had time to get through this. But this
from the home office in Bloomer, Wisconsin.
Yes. I'll start reading this. This is Dear Mr. Albaugh. Humans United for Multi-Protuberance Sensitivity, here and after referred to as humps. Now, protuberance, and for those of you who don't know, I had to look it up, it's things that stick out, things that protrude is protuberance. So this is from the Multi-Protuberance Sensitivity, a group better known as humps, which they claim is a global organization. It says several creatures, including dromedary camels, have one hump, but the mission of humps is to raise sensitivity toward the uniquely multi-humped Bactrian camel. The vision statement for humps is creating a world in which everyone remembers that an uppercase D turned on its side is for dromedary and an uppercase letter B on its side is for a bacterian. Members of humps enjoy listening to your show by radio, by app, and by streaming from their homes around the globe. On behalf of humps members, we humbly ask for greater sensitivity to the plight of Bactrian camels as a part of you, your producer, Aaron Zommers, and the community of Total Football Show listeners.
Did you write this?
No, I did not. This
I don't think it has
letter,
much to
actual
do.
Letter.
It has less to do with how many humps, the fact that you've actually got a talking camel on your show every Wednesday.
Courtesy of Geico, but yes.
We'll have to ask him about his thoughts on this and what kind of camel he is.
Right. Yeah. But I thought that was one of the better actual letters I've gotten in quite some time. That people took time to write this and send it. What have you ever gotten something like from all your times on air, a viewer email or letter, and you're just like, wow.
Oh, yeah. We get them and we put them in special filters. Some of the filters say fan mail. Some say not fan mail. And,
What was one of the craziest?
We get all kinds.
All your time in the media, television, radio, what have you. What was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about you?
Well, certainly they as a TV anchor, you know, your hair, your weight. The tie that you wore that particular day. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now you, Travy and I have said multiple times, you have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it back in the year 2000.
Really?
And it did not go over well. No.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. I played the good soldier and I stuck with it for about 6 weeks. And then I said, no, that's enough of that. It was basically a bowl haircut.
It was
ridiculous.
That would be terrible on you.
A bowl haircut on the news?
Yes. You messed it up just a little bit, and they were trying to go for like a George Clooney and ER type of thing. It wasn't working at all, and it just cemented my feeling that so many of these consultants, not that there aren't some good ones out there, but a lot of them, if they've nobody says, you're doing a great job, don't change a thing. Right. If all they could come up with was my hair,
right?
Well, fine.
Hey, Pat Kreitlow, we love his hair, we love his voice, we love what he does for us on the air. Thank you. Thank you, Patrick, every morning 6 to 8 on Civic Media. Come on back to talk more about camels and cookies and news, actually. It's the Almost Show on Civic Media.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Trump administration is once again set to take office. There are a lot of questions on the trade policies. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, is here to explain why the trade policies in this administration might look a little different than the previous Trump presidency.
Robert Lighthizer, as well as Pete Navarro, were the ones in charge of trade back during the first Trump administration. And those two are known for being tariff hawks and very anti-China in terms of how they want to negotiate and being tough there. And I think the market, especially soybeans, kind of saw that come into play. Now we got a little further news that Lighthizer is not going to be taking over U.S. trade, but he is looking for some type of a post, possibly in the Trump administration that's going to be dealing with commerce or something along those lines. But at the same time, it just sends that message out that the market is concerned about what's going to happen in terms of our trade policies and with China as we go forward.
Heinberg says with new people set to be in charge of trade policy, it is something we will want to keep an eye on over the next 4 years. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at those midday markets from Chicago. It's a tale of two stories as we look at the markets today, with cash crop corn being down 2 cents at 4:30 and a quarter, and new crop corn also down 2 cents at 4:28 and three quarters. January soybean contracts are down 9.5 at 9.82 and a quarter, and November 2025 soybean contracts are down 6.75 at 9.99 and a half. March wheat contracts are down 6.75 at 5.40 and three quarters, with July wheat down 6 at 5.56. Milk prices are looking better though, as Class 3 milk contracts for January are up 20 cents at 18.84 hundredweight, and February Class 3 milk contracts are up 12 cents at 18.93 hundredweight. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with crashing temperatures as a cold front sweeps through, bringing brutal wind chills. Plus, scattered snow showers this afternoon. Not to mention winds blowing and drifting snow, reducing visibility. Accumulations look to stay under an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we'll catch up with fan favorite Matt Rothschild. We'll talk about Act 10, who should be the new DNC chair, and also who wants to cut Social Security. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Now, what starts with the letter C?
Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 12 noon on Wednesday, December 4th. It's National Cookie Day. Going to talk a little bit more about that. Ask you what your favorite cookie is. Dave from New Berlin is already ahead of the game, texting in on the Civic Media app saying oatmeal cranberry raisin cookies from Perkins Family Restaurant changed my life. Wow. It was after eating just one, I no longer consider myself a virgin. Wow. That's a life-changing experience, Dave.
I mean, the Perkins cookies are really good.
I haven't had one in a long, long, long time because there are not a lot of Perkins left around here anymore.
Right. I haven't had one in a while either, but yeah. Now I want to.
Oatmeal cranberry, yes. I'm not a big raisin fan. I don't know. A craisin, sure. But raisin, not so much. But I'm glad it worked for you, Dave, in New Berlin. Life-changing cookie experiences. We'll talk a little bit more about National Cookie Day in a moment. But I want to finish up this actual letter from an actual viewer. I'm not making this up. Got it in the old email inbox here. From Humans United for Multi-Protuberance Sensitivity, better known as HUMPS. That's the acronym. And protuberance, if you look it up, it means something that protrudes. Something that protrudes. And this individual was concerned that we call Wednesday Hump Day, which is slanted toward the dromedary camel, which has one hump, versus the Bactrian camel, which has two, and asking us to show some sensitivity. So back to this letter, an actual letter from an actual viewer, listener, saying Bactrian camels are now outnumbered, I did not know this, 10 to 1 by dromedaries. We at Humps do not understand this because the two-humped Bactrian camel will carry heavier loads, will work in both hot and cold weather, and is sweet-tempered. Moreover, the Bactrian camel offers a vastly better ride. A Bactrian camel has a natural saddle between its two humps. Well, yeah, of course it does. We at Humps refer to you as It's Wednesday. See that?
That's pretty good.
See that? By contrast, they say, envision, if you will, trying to ride atop a dromedary camel's single hump with its constant threat to throw you, the rider, to either Tuesday or Thursday. We at Humps do not ask that you start calling Tuesday and Thursday Hump Day out of sensitivity to the Bactrian camel. We at Humps do, however, humbly ask that you do not always use the dromedary-centric label for the middle of the week. In sensitivity to the wonderful Bactrian camel, please consider, once in a while, calling Saddle or Wednesday Saddle Up Day. And it's, the last line is, Vivat Multi-Protuberances. Signed, Umberto Censario, Executive Director of the Humans United for Multi-Protuberance Sensitivity. And that apparently this letter comes out of Dolzedad, Mongolia. So our listeners on the Civic Media app over in Mongolia is sending this letter.
I mean, that tracks because the other name for the Bactrian camel is the Mongolian camel.
I did not know that. So
I just looked it up. So
I mean, hey, why? I'm happy to help. I mean, so, you know, Saddle Up Day. It does not have the same pizzazz, I don't think, as Hump Day.
Saddle Up Day?
No, see, it doesn't work that way. But I thought that was very creative.
Me too.
You know, an actual letter from an actual viewer.
We can look at making another sound of some sort. Somehow I bet we can make Saddle Up Day catchy.
Saddle Up Day.
Maybe.
We just might have to say it differently.
This is from the auspices of Did You Know? I did not know all that.
Neither did I.
So thank you very much. All right, so it's National Cookie Day today, 2024. So for some of us, any day is a good day for a cookie. This is according to USA Today today. I love saying that, by the way. Anytime you read a story in USA Today and you're talking about an article that ran the same day, you can say, well, today in the USA Today today. Well, if you like good cookies, you have an excuse today because it's National Cookie Day. Each year, National Cookie Day is celebrated on December 4. However, the National Day calendar website doesn't give that date any historic significance in the annals of cookiedom. The site does note the word cookie is derived from a Dutch word, quickie, meaning little cake. I'm not sure if that's the right pronunciation or not.
But I'd like to think it is.
Quickie. But what cookie to choose on this special day? When it comes down to making holiday cookies, frosted sugar cookies came out as the top choice, 32%. In a December 2023 poll of 103 adults, top 10 answers on the board, was conducted by Monmouth University, with gingerbread being number two at 12%, chocolate chip at number three at 11%. But these are for I think if you just ask people what's your favorite cookie, I think chocolate chip's going to win. But if you ask,
there's no way anything else does.
Right. But if you ask, well, what's your favorite holiday cookie? Well, then you get that answer. Whatever your favorite cookie, you can opt to make your own or take advantage of specials and deals as part of National Cookie Day. Here's a batch of them. And don't forget to check out the social media accounts of your favorite local bakeries and sweet shops for additional details. All right. So at Subway today, the chain is giving away 10,000 customers a chance to win one free cookie every day through the end of the year. Members of Subway's MVP Rewards Loyalty Program can go to SubwayCookieClub.com. SubwayCookieClub.com. Through today, to join the Subway Cookie Club, you sign up for rewards. And then their winners will be announced sometime between now and the end of the year. Now, here, my mom has a beef with this, by the way, and I don't blame her. That a lot of these deals, you got to have your iPhone, you got to go through the internet. Well, I mean, some people don't have a smartphone, or some people don't, you know, it's just not easy. But they, you know, the point is all these companies are trying to drive you to get your email or your phone number so they can send you stuff. But you could also win. But DoorDash, do you use DoorDash to get your food? You get a free foot-long cookie. I've never heard of a foot-long cookie. Have you?
I've heard of, you know, giant cookies, but specifically a foot-long. Like, is it an oval?
I don't know. Just
is it a square?
A free foot-long cookie with your $20 Subway order today. So if you order $20 with a Subway from DoorDash, you get a free foot-long cookie. As it also happens on this Friday through Sunday, December 6th through the 8th. All right. So that's Grubhub, another delivery service. Users get a free footlong cookie with every $20 Subway order as well. Uber Eats with your Subway order. Lots of Subway promotions here. Cookies as well. What else have we got here? Here's some other ones. Chip City Cookies. Do we have any of those in Wisconsin? You get a free cookie in store, and it's 45 stores across the U.S. All right. What else we got? Crumble. Now, my niece works at Crumble up in Eau Claire, Isabel. The cookie chain has teamed with Tonight Show starring Jimmy Kimmel by NBC for a limited time treat. Jimmy Fallon's Holiday Seasoning Candy Cane Brownie. And that's not even a cookie. Available through Saturday.
I love brownies, but they're not cookies.
Right. It's time to the release of the inspired by Fallon's new holiday seasoning album. Well, of course it is, which has a deluxe version out Friday. Register to win a signed copy of the album and a $100 Crumble gift card. Well, see, I got a real problem with this. I'm going to dial up my niece and tell her this. They couldn't give away a cookie at Crumble on National Cookie Day? No, you can a chance to win a brownie. I don't get that. Do you?
No, it doesn't make sense.
No. Dunkin', better known as Dunkin' Donuts, but just Dunkin' now they call it. And that's a donut place. The Dunkin' Donut chain is debuting its first ever holiday sugar cookie. Well, at least it's a cookie.
So a cookie store is giving you a brownie, and a donut and coffee store is giving you a cookie.
Apparently. The decorated shortbread cookie today. They're giving away, it's a donut-shaped cookie topped with pink frosting and rainbow sprinkles, resembles Dunkin' Strawberry Frosted Sprinkled Donut. You can pair one with a $3 medium hot or iced signature latte through December 9th. All right. Great American Cookies is having a deal. Happy Joe's Pizza. Here you go. It's the aforementioned company that Zomers is not a fan of, Insomnia Cookies. Members of the Insomnia Rewards Loyalty Program today can get one classic cookie free and a deluxe cookie for $1 in stores. No additional purchase required and online with any in-app pickup or delivery order.
I'm sure their cookies are perfectly great. It's just when I went in store on a busy Friday night, I was like, okay, there's too much going on here. I don't trust to not get cross-contamination with the nut cookies. That's right. Just me. That's just not on them.
That's just you. Let's see. Michael Antosa says the footlong cookie is oblong shaped. They heat it up in a store and it's warm and gooey. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? What else? Michaela in West Bend, a warm, soft oatmeal raisin cookie is always hits the spot, but swap in chocolate chips instead of raisins. Life-altering perfection. Oh.
The oatmeal in the cookies does do a lot, whether it's oatmeal raisins, craisins, or chocolate chips.
Yeah. Oatmeal. Yeah. The oatmeal craisin chocolate chip. Now, that would be fantastic as well. What else we have for cookie days, cookie deals here? Jimmy John's. Now, that's a sandwich place, a sub place. Well, when you buy a limited edition chocolate peppermint cookie made with Oreo cookie pieces on National Cookie Day through December 8th, 50 cents will go to the Jimmy John's Foundation, which partners with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America.
How generous.
That seems like a lot of promotion and not a lot of action.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
That sounds like just taking advantage of the deal. Also, elves. Can we still say that? Elves?
I think so.
All right. The Keebler Elves for National Cookie Day. You can win a variety pack of Keebler's iconic cookies, including Sandy's Fudge Stripes, i.e. fudge, and more. Just go to the head of the Keebler Instagram page, which is at Keebler, and like one of the giveaway posts and tag a friend for a chance to win by December 6th.
And it's also EL fudge, not EI fudge, because it's elf fudge.
Oh.
It's lowercase, though, so it's hard to tell.
Oh, for goodness sakes, yes. EL fudge. Again, it seems like a lot of promotion and not a lot of play. Here's a company called Come and Go. Have you ever been to a Come and Go?
It's a gas station, right?
Yeah, it is, as far as I know. Members of the K&G's and Reward Loyalty Program get 50% off of fresh baked cookies on Wednesday. Limit one per transaction. So stop by a Come and Go if you got one near you. Maverick Adventures First Step. Members of the Mavericks Adventure Club Loyalty Program get 50% off on fresh baked cookies. Here you go. Nestle Toll House. Cookie nachos with nacho chips made of chocolate chip cookie dough with semi-sweet, premier white, and butterscotch morsels. You can enter to win a cookie nacho baking kit with a chip-shaped cookie cutter, a recipe card, and a $25 gift card to purchase nacho-inspired toppings of choice.
I'm all right.
I
don't need
again,
nacho cookies.
It seems like a lot of, what about just saying, hey, we're going to give away a free cookie? Here we go. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor and friend on Facebook, says, my wife makes espresso biscuits. Wow. Amazing. Now, Perry, are you using that in the American term or the British term? Right? Because in Great Britain, they call a cookie a biscuit, right? So is it a cookie or is it a American biscuit?
Maybe he means both. I don't know. Maybe.
But yeah, espresso, a little espresso with a cookie or a biscuit. Very good. Let's see here. Dave checking in New Berlin says, if you feel like braving the weather and go up Highway 13, there's a Perkins a couple hours north in Rapids. Of course, you can then have them dash to the studio for only $875. I'm good. Stay tuned. More of your phone calls on the other side. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cookie, 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 start with C. Oh, boy. Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with Z.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools, you're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. That's what we're having today, a little fun doing it. Pursuing the truth, what's the best cookie? It's National Cookie Day. National Cookie Day, Wednesday, December 4th, 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Zombers on the board. Toddles behind the mic. Glad to have you along here on a Wednesday. Have a little bit of fun today. We'll get to there's a little bit more serious news we'll get to here eventually. But just, it's one of those days, as Kreitlow was saying earlier, where, I mean, you just don't want to beat a dead horse to death or whatever that saying is. And there's only so much a person can stomach sometimes of this hard, kind of depressing news. And so why not just have a little bit of fun?
Especially when you get a letter about camels.
Right? When you get a well-thought-out, well-reasoned, well-written letter like that, that was a joy to read.
Although, I will say, no disrespect to Humps. Yeah. The organization. Yes. Liz in Sun Prairie has a good point that I thought of myself, saying, ironic, though, that the Bactrian camel space is called It's Wednesday. I feel like that's just another derogatory term. Like, if you don't want Wednesday to be hump day, right? You shouldn't call the absence of a hump a Wednesday, because that's just mean towards the dromedaries.
Now we have a fight going on between camel groups. All right, what's your favorite cookie on this National Cookie Day? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device. What's your favorite cookie? Gary, listening here in Madison, WMDX. Gary, thanks for listening as always, my friend. What is your favorite cookie, sir?
Well, hands down, it is the one that I get from the Saturday Farmers Market, whether it's on the square or indoors, at Monona Terrace, and that is the graham cracker cookie from Rockwell Ridge Farms. Now, off-season, it's also available, well, year-round, it's also available in Dodgeville on the main street at Catherine's Market. And I must say that it was so good that I asked that they pioneer a malted ice cream drink with crushed graham cracker that they had made.
Get out.
It is astounding. You cannot chew and walk at the same time.
You just have to give yourself a moment.
That's right.
Now, see, this is exactly where I want to go, because we've been talking about all these national places, and that's fine. But for my money, I think you're absolutely right, Gary. We have local bakers all over the state, local bakeries offering these well-thought-out and nuanced cookies, which will just blow your mind.
Products are, as they say, taken from materials that they gather from other farmers within view of their farm.
Wow. That is super cool.
Yeah.
What's the name of the place again?
It is the name of the bakery, yeah. And they also provide pork, is Rockwell Ridge Farms.
Okay.
And they're at the market, the farmer's market, but they're also at Catherine's Market.
All right.
A shop and eatery on the main street in Dodgeville.
That's awesome. Rockwell Ridge Farm. I love this. I love shouting out local places. This is exactly what we're looking for. Well done, Gary. Thank you so very much. Appreciate you calling in. Have a great day. What's your favorite cookie? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac checking in. Mark, what do you got? What's your favorite cookie?
Yeah, well, I think it might be the cookie I made, because actually my union adapted it as its favorite cookie. It's a chocolate chip cookie with the white chocolate, walnuts, and dried cranberries.
Ooh.
And I can even make it gluten-free, because it's, you know, you just get some gluten-free oats and the Uncle Bob's gluten-free, you know, baking mix, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of honey, three sticks of butter, a couple of eggs, and a pinch of salt, a dash of cinnamon, and you got a pretty darn good cookie. And it's I actually shared some of my event at the Jade Monkey with the Civic Media crowd back last summer.
Oh, really?
Back in 2023.
All right.
When they had an event there. So that they were a popular cookie when I brought them into work.
I bet they were. Well, again, great local ingredients, right? That makes a big difference, I think.
You bet.
All right, cool. Thanks. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. What's your favorite cookie? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Eric in Lodi says there's people that love oatmeal raisin cookies, and then there are those who are wrong.
I agree.
All right. Very, very opinionated, Len. Also, Len in Madison saying it's sounding like Todd should slip a sedative in Todd's cookie. Well, look, I mean, I think I'm fine, but thanks for the call. Terry, listening in Cross Plains at WMDX, says snickerdoodles all the way. Now, my grandmother made great snickerdoodles. But Metcalf's sells delicious monster cookies that are made at Reap Kitchen, R-E-A-P, Reap Kitchen. All right, Terry, appreciate that. Also, I can't remember the name of the company. I think they're made here locally. I buy them occasionally at Metcalf's. They're a super thin almond cookie, and it's like they almost snap. They're a little bit sticky, and they're...
Oh. I've had cookies like that are really good. Gosh. I don't know about the specific one.
It's like cookie crack to me. I can't, I can only buy them occasionally, because I'll like three before I get home, and then, you know, it's not good. Chris, listening in, our videographer, Chris Giese of Facebook, says, if I wanted a raisin, I'd eat a grape. Yuck. I agree with that, actually.
I'm not another raisin detractor.
Yeah. Craisins, great. Raisins, I don't like the consistency.
I understand that. The consistency.
People say, well, how can you like craisins and not raisins?
They're different.
It's different. It's just different. I don't know. Nicole, listening in Madison on WMDX, says cranberry walnut chocolate chip cookie. Oh, there you go. Because there you get a little bit of a sweet tart. Going on, and a crunch with the walnut, a little earthy, a little nutty in there. So very good. Enjoy it. All right. That wraps up our national cookie. They come back, talk some serious news about Trump appointees and also streaming. Are you a streamer, a cabler, or what? We'll explain. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tyler Ball Show for a Wednesday hump day, saddle up day, whichever you prefer, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll see how feisty those winds are with Brittany Merlot and a little weather and wine. We talk sports with J.R. Ratcliffe and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.